Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prophetic Experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Who am I that you are mindful of me? And who am I? He said,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. We just stop by to say thank you. Thank you how you kept us as we slept in slumber on last night. Thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, the mind to know who we are, who we belong to. We say thank you. This is the day the Lord has made, and I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Even in the midst of bereavement, I still rejoice. I'm still glad. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just come to bless your name this Sunday morning, Lord God. We ask you to rule and reign in our services on today. Rule and reign in our homes on today. Rule and reign in our neighborhoods on today. Because this is the day you have made, and we will rejoice. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. Your word says, if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So we come to lift you up this morning. We come to magnify your name this morning. Hallelujah, the name above all names. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just say thank you. We thank you we didn't get a 911 call on last night. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to plead the blood of Jesus over this mind and drive out every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit. Welcome the Holy Spirit and rule and reign. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Your word also say what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. What we loose on earth is loose in heaven. We bind up depression, oppression, suicide in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind it up. We send it to the dry place. We loosen the spirit of the living God to rule and reign. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We thank you for a fresh fire anointing, destroying every yoke, every burden, every weight today, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We thank you for all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews, all our other family members today, Lord God. We say thank you for pouring your strength down on us, Lord God. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We say thank you, Father God. We thank you that no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. We say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that you sent forth your word and heal and deliver from destruction on today. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to thank you that we are the head and not the tail, that we are above and not beneath, that we are more than conquerors today. We say thank you. We come pleading the blood over the atmosphere today because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. Oh, we say thank you. We plead the blood over every airplane, train, bus, and mean of transportation on today, Lord God. We say thank you. You say in your word, Lord God, he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High God abides under the shadow of the Almighty. We thank you that your shadow is hovering, covering each and every one of us today, in every city, in every state, through the nation today. We say thank you that all power is in your hand, all wonder-working power moving in this hour. May you be glorified. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to say, Abba, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and we say thank you. Your word also say you supply us with our daily needs daily, that you supply us with benefits daily. It was a benefit to wake up this morning, to look up and get up. It's a benefit to have our right minds today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we come to bless you for the many benefits today, Lord God. We thank you for the visionary of this line today, Lord God, as he continuously pour out to your people all over the land. Pour back into him, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, cover his entire, the Matthew family, from the oldest to the youngest today, Lord God. Keep your arms around them, God. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today for breakthroughs and not a breakdown. We thank you that we are better and not bitter. We thank you we are the victors and no longer the victims. We say thank you. We thank you that our eyes have not seen and ears have not heard what you're doing for your people. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We lift up the homeless to you all in every city and every state today, Lord God. We thank you for opening up doors for the homeless that can't no man close. Close doors that can't no man open. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. Oh, we come to magnify your name today, Lord God. We will continuously look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. Our strength comes from the Lord. Our peace comes from the Lord. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world give it to us. Let our hearts not be troubled, neither be afraid. We thank you for that peace today that passeth all understanding. We are that tree planted by the river of the water. We shall not be moved by no circumstances or situations. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We thank you, Father God, that you are our source and you provide us with resources. Oh, we come to bless your name. We come to magnify your name today, Lord God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. All power is in your hands. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to stop by to say how much we love you, Lord God. How much we need you, Lord God. We are nothing without you, Lord God. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we come to cast all our cares upon you this morning because you care for each and every one of us. You have no favorite child. You love us all equally. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. That's enough to shout about right there. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He loves us equally. And we say thank you for bringing heaven to earth, Lord God. Your healing power, your delivering power, your peace, your joy, oh, bringing to from heaven to earth. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We lift up Aretha and her entire family to you, Lord God. She works faithfully behind the scenes, Father God. So continuously pour your blessings down on her and her family, Lord God. I say thank you for meeting every need she stands in need of, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, for her faithfulness, for her awesomeness, Lord God. She's awesome, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, she faithfully works behind the scenes. So continue to bless and meet their needs right now, from the oldest to the youngest, in Jesus' name. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Oh, we come to say thank you. We plead the blood over every hospital, every nursing home on today, Lord God. Have your way in the name of Jesus, in the IC unit today, in the emergency rooms on today. Have your way today, God. Let your will be done. Not my will. Not my way, but your way. Have your way, Lord God. And we just come to bless your name today, because we are nothing without you, Father. We are absolutely nothing. So we just thank you for your strength that you're continuously pouring in us today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way today, God, in every service today, from the pulpit to the back door to children's church on today, God. Have your way today, God. Deliver and set free today, God. Place the right people in our path today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we bind up migraines in the name of Jesus. We bind it up and send it to the dry place right now in the name of Jesus. We loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. We bind up arthritis today. We loosen the Spirit of the living God to rule and reign in the joints and the muscles on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we come to bless your name today, God. We come to magnify your name today, God. And we say we love you, God. We need you. We're nothing without you. Have your way. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way in the White House on today, Lord God. Oh, have your way, Lord God, in Washington, D.C., Lord God. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. Order Biden and Harrison's footsteps today, Lord God. Lead and direct them in all truth on today, Lord God. And we thank you for peace in the United States, peace in the nations on today, peace, your peace. Oh, we loosen your peace in the atmosphere today, God. We loosen your peace, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we say have your way today, God. Have your way today, God. Order our footsteps today, God. Lead and direct us in all truth on today, God. It's all about you, Lord, not about me, but it's about you. Have your way. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you and we need you. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you this morning, oh, Father God. Oh, for giving us the breath of life, waking us up, oh, Father God, so we can move and have our being in you and to follow your instructions, oh, Father God, that you have written upon the tablets of our heart, which is your word. Your word is what we are guided by. Your word is what we measure things from. Your word is what we live by, unadulterated, line upon line. All that you're going to do up in the lives of your people, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for being master over our souls, oh, Father God. Our mind, our will, and our emotions, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for you sitting upon the throne of our heart, oh, Father God, measuring everything, directing everything, oh, Father God, and everything that we encounter, oh, Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for giving us the peace, O Father God, that surpasses all understanding through all of the trials and the tribulations, O Father God, that we go through up in life, O Father God, and especially in this dispensation, season, and time, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you for blessing our consciousness, O Father God, our reasoning ability, O Father God, our attitude, our emotions, O Father God, our purpose, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for blessing it, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for rising up your word within us, O Father God, so that we may make the right decisions, O Father God, for all of the endeavors, O Father God, circumstances and situations, O Father God, that we may entertain, O Father God, during this time. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for staying the hand of the enemy during this season, O Father God. Father God, we thank you, O Father God, that the enemy was not able to establish or see anything in us, O Father God, so that he may be able to have rule and reign in our lives as he have had before, O Father God. Thank you for covering us, O Father God, with your blood, O Father God, that you established, O Father God, centuries ago, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, that you kept us hidden, O Father God, from the enemy, O Father God. We thank you for all of those things that was meant for to do us harm, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for those things, oh, Father God, passing over us, oh, Father God, because there was nothing in us, oh, Father God, a landed strap or anything in us that the enemy may have been able to enter in, oh, Father God. So we thank you, oh, Father God, for that Passover, oh, Father God, and your blood, oh, Father God, that you have shed upon Calvary, oh, Father God, placed upon the temples of our mind, because our mind was stayed upon you, oh, Father God, as your word said. So we thank you and honor you, oh, Father God, for the things that you have done, the things that you are going to do, oh, Father God, and for New Jerusalem being established within us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for that mindset also, oh, Father God, for those things, oh, Father God, that are not seen or being established to be seen, oh, Father God. And at first, oh, Father God, you establish them within us, oh, Father God, so they be manifested through us, oh, Father God, so that others may see, oh, Father God, and understand how great thou art. Oh, Father God, we magnify you and glorify you because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, you are the one, oh, Father God, who established everything in righteousness, oh, Father God. You have created us in your image, oh, Father God. And in that image, oh, Father God, we move and have our being in you, oh, Father God. Have the knowledge of things, oh, Father God, that you have allowed us to have, oh, Father God, to not be subject to those things and desire, oh, Father God, that others too, oh, Father God, will be saved and set free, oh, Father God, from the manipulation, the deception, oh, Father God, that the enemy may have had on their lives, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for breaking the deception, oh, Father God, and in that state, oh, Father God, that we was under, oh, Father God. We thank you for rising us to new heights, oh, Father God. We thank you for breaking all those things from off of us, oh, Father God, that weighed us down and kept us bound. And we thank you for removing the blindness from off our eyes and cutting those cords, oh, Father God, that have weighed us down, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your open heaven always being around us, in us, and working through us, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for this new dispensation season and time, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for peace and joy that you are establishing within us, oh, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the healing, oh, Father God, that you are dispensing throughout the land, oh, Father God, through your people, oh, Father God. We thank you for stabilization and balancing, oh, Father God, within us, oh, Father God, so that we may not be tossed to and fro, O Father God, by every wind of doctrine, O Father God. But your word, O Father God, will shine the light upon everything, O Father God, that we perceive here, O Father God. And we would measure it with your word, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you, we honor you, we glorify you. We thank you, O Father God, for being a part of your kingdom, O Father God, that you are establishing here upon earth, O Father God. Thank you for establishing within our heart, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, by establishing within our heart and you sitting upon the thrones of our heart, the way that we will perceive things and understand will be on the precepts of the way that you desire the kingdom to be here upon earth, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you and honor you for what you're doing, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for your head, your protection, oh, Father God. We thank you for your armor, oh, Father God, that you have given us that is fitly girded, oh, Father God, where there's no cracks, oh, Father God, or any loose straps, oh, Father God. Everything is girded up. Everything is shrouded, oh, Father God, and especially with the word, oh, Father God, even in thought, oh, Father God. In the perception, oh, Father God, of things being measured by your word internally within us, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for that ability, oh, Father God, that you are establishing in your people, oh, Father God. Thank you for the secret agents that you are dispensing throughout the land, oh, Father God, with your eyes, with their eyes are your eyes, and their ears are your ears, oh, Father God. And, Father God, and through them, as we be in your vessels, oh, Father God, we are seeing and understand things that you desire us to understand, oh, Father God, and those things that we see, oh, Father God, you have given us the eyes to see, oh, Father God. So when we report to you, oh, Father God, in prayer, in thought, in communication, oh, Father God, from the way that you have established within us, oh, Father God, oh, Father God, you would send that you would send your one and ministered angels, oh, Father God, in those areas, oh, Father God, that we are established in, oh, Father God, through our daily endeavors, oh, Father God, that we undertake, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for establishing that in the lives of your people. We thank you for taking back the territory, oh, Father God, that we once had and that was taken, oh, Father God, mentally, physically, and spiritually, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for washing our consciousness, oh, Father God, that it be established, oh, Father God, and moved, oh, Father God, and works within us from the way that you desired it to work within us from the original intent, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for your son, Yahshua HaMashiach, oh, Father God, for gaining back everything that Adam lost, oh, Father God, and you establishing those things within us, oh, Father God, like it once was supposed to be through the original intent of you and in you, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you for your great love that you have toward us, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing. We thank you for restoration, oh, Father God. We thank you for peace, oh, Father God, that surpasses all our understandings, oh, Father God, that we may have, oh, Father God. Even thank you for the reasonability, oh, Father God, that you have given us, oh, Father God, so that we will come to that understanding, oh, Father God, of your word, oh, Father God, and its truth, oh, Father God, and not have any isms or schisms amongst each other, Father God, but know that we are a workman to establish the kingdom here upon earth for your glory. Lord, we thank you and honor you for what you are doing. We thank you for what you have done, and we thank you for preparing a place, oh, Father God, in the hearts of your people, oh, Father God, that you know are yours, but they are in training, oh, Father God. Oh, thank you, oh, Father God, because you're awesome, God. Oh, Father God, there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we magnify you and we glorify you, oh, Father God. We thank you for your saving grace. We thank you for your mercy, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for all that you're doing, oh, Father God. And we thank you for your word, oh, Father God, permeating itself throughout the lands and most of all through the hearts and minds of your people, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for putting everything in order within us, oh, Father God, for those things that we perceive outwardly, oh, Father God, we see them in order through the eyes of love, oh, Father God, imitating you, oh, Father God, here upon earth. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name, peace. Shalom.
Father, we surely magnify you, Father. Father God, we give you the glory. We honor your name. And we lift you up just because you are Father. We magnify you because you are Father. We exalt your name just because you are Father. We lift you up just because you are Father. Oh, Father, we give you the glory. We honor your name. You created us, Father, to worship you. You created us to adore you. You created us to magnify you. You created us to reflect you. You created us to walk in your dominion. You created us, Lord God, to stand firm upon your word, which you have caused to live on the inside of us. We thank you even now for the precious Holy Spirit that was given to us, Lord God, that we may walk in the fullness of your authority. For the Lord said this, he said, he will not come unless I return unto the Father. And we thank you, Lord, for returning to the Father, that the Holy Ghost would come. We thank you even now that he gave us authority in the earth, authority to walk in the dominion in which was restored unto us when the Lord went back to be with the Father. And now we are filled with the Holy Ghost of promise. Father God, we thank you even now, Lord God, as your word moves with authority throughout the earth. It pulls down, in the name of Yeshua, satanic manifestations, lies and traps and ensnarements of the enemy. According to your word in the 91st Psalm, you have kept us in your secret place, oh Father. You cause a fortress of who you are to be around us. We thank you even now, Lord God, that you cause us to move with authority, with your wisdom and your understanding. You cause us to shake off vipers in the name of Yeshua. Those who think that they cannot you stand in the word, you live in the word, you are because of the word. And we decree and declare in the name of Yeshua that every lie and wonder that was assigned against the mind, against the people of the living God, no weaponry that will ever be formed shall ever prosper, because the Lord thy God gave us full dominion. Father God, we thank you even now, Father God, because you told each and every one of us to store up treasures in heaven where moth and rust cannot get to. We thank you even now, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, that you have given us the ability with the full armor that you have caused us to stand firm and to be intact upon us, oh Father God, not leaning to the side, but be intact. We thank you even now, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, as we strengthen one another, as we see that which that's assigned against the people of the living God, we're able to go in and to destroy and annihilate that which is not of the Father, which is not of his kingdom. With the authority of Jehu, we command the spirit of Jezebel to be utterly destroyed. With the authority and the anointing of Jehu, we command it is thrown over the wall just like it was done naturally. It's done in the spirit.
No sorebeke na sotaba. Lonrebeke so ne ni kalana namoko se ne. No sotiba kalane sune meke yala boko sa ne. No soto baba gelone minimi surba katai. Father God, we thank you even now that your word, Lord God, establishes that you have created us to be victors in the battle. Mama mako sorebeke te la nereboko to. But we do not trust in horses and chariots, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God, because you have exalted your word above all of your name. Therefore, your word, even in that scripture, is manifested as victory. You even now that your word goes into the territories and the regions. It causes destruction to the forces that was assigned it. So now, Luna, against the people of the living God from every continent to me. And we decree and declare that not. So the assignments are destroyed. It is destroyed from the root, because Jeremiah chapter 1 destroys it. It is plucked up, it is cut off, and it is rooted out. And you have created us that we would be, that we would not be afraid of any faces. You say, lest you, Father, confound us before them. We thank you right now that your word, Lord God, moves now, so that it can now. So now, in the waters, because according to Psalms chapter 8, you will reveal to us the path of the sea. And therefore, we move the mackerel against that which would try to raise its head as a marine demon, as a marine force. And we command it is destroyed. That would attempt to try to rise up against the people of the living God to seduce and beguile them. But the sword of the Spirit swiftly cut you off. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we decree and declare in this hour, as we tread on serpents and scorpions, we stand boldly to go out into the highways and the hedges. We are snatching those from the clutches of darkness by compelling them to come in to the word of God. We thank you even now that it is manifested. Because you have given us the fruit of the Spirit, you said against such there is no law. As long as we are standing with the fruit of the Spirit, there is no law. You have given us to abide by the laws of the land unless it is contradictory to the law of the Spirit of life that the Father has given unto us, as the bride of the living Son of God. We thank you now, HaMashiach, because the anointing destroys every yoke. That which will betwixt the mind, we command you destroy, because the word that is meditated thereon will cause those that meditate on it day and night to walk in good success. The success of being in the will of the living God, according to Isaiah 53 and 10. And the Father, when he saw his son being crushed, he was satisfied, because the will of the Father was prospering in his hand. And therefore we stand boldly, because the Lord said, as I have followed my Father, now you take up and follow me. And therefore we follow the Lord. And we say whatever the Lord is saying, even as the Lord said whatever his Father said, no so ne nina yala bo osane lonanaba. No, so as they dare to raise their head, no, so in their mouths to speak against the Lord, ma so ne meke yala, not so de meke, telling him, ma ko so ne, you must be a Beelzebub, and he said, no, you are of your father, the devil. You think that I don't know who you are, Esau's descendant? Now, so who been made the high priest? You think you are not exposed, but I'm exposing you. Not so ne, fanaka yala boosene. You are of your father, the devil. Not so rebeke yala, no rebaka so ne rebeke na. As you attempt to tell the Lord, me sane eh, that we be in bondage to no one because we are of Abraham's seed, and the Lord exposed you because he said you are right because the only ones who did not go to my something about of that my portion no so was Esau's descendants no so they my son and my kata no that's why they said my we have not been in bondage to anyone and he said yes you are right and you are of your father the devil because your descendant reject that of the inheritance of my no, so back to the dry places from which you came from, you lying demon. We command you are shut down. We shut down your vocal cords. It does not have the ability to speak any longer. Na so neka, lo na ma so nene, so na yala so ne ma. Just like our Lord sent the word and healed them. And the centurion was aware of the authority as the Lord walked in. Even as the Lord has given us this dominion of authority in the earth to walk the same way. And he said, greater shall we do. Therefore, we send the word in the all seven continents. Amen. The lies of the lying wonder that came after the bride, as the Lord showed us in Revelation 12. We decree and declare that is exposed that the children of the living God may know in all seven continents. You accept nothing but the voice of the Lord. Me sone, no satala, me sonika, me sonika, any other voice that would attempt to whisper. I don't care if it's in your sleeping state or your waking state. I don't care if the voice came to your conscience or in your face. You have a right to annihilate it because according to the word in Isaiah chapter 54, we have been given the authority to refute the tongue of the enemy of the kingdom of heaven. And therefore, we stand with a boldness and authority against the forces of darkness. You dare come now. Against the body of believers, you dare come against the people of the living God. You dare come against that of the miracle of the voice of God speaking in the land. You must, but we trample on you according to the 91st Psalm, over the young lion and the dragon. No, because you are exposed according to Revelation chapter 17. Yes, you are exposed. See, that the enemy came out of, because it was made known by John the Revelator that the seed of that beast that came up was people, multitudes, nations, and tongues. You are exposed in Psalms 8 when the Father said he would give us to know the path of the sheep. So we would know the tongues, the nations, the multitude, and the people that would rise up as a beast against the kingdom of God. And do you not know that our Lord and Savior will come back as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. So you saw it according to Deuteronomy chapter 28 that you were the master today. Okay, now that was out of our disobedience being placed in chains and scattered by ships to all nations. But did you not know that our Father would come back for us? Not so, now. That's why he said that his Son will come back as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Not so, and those that were scattered to the nations. Not so, now. He will come back in battle form. Not so, may he not coming back to play. He's coming back for war against you. You lying wonder. We stand trampling on your serpents and your scorpions. No, Sonetai, because our Lord said, according to the book of Revelation, he said, hold back, angel, until the mark of me is on my children. Angel, did we not know that there will be plagues, woes, and bowls? Did not the Lord say it in the book of Revelation? The wicked ones thought that they can create something. But the clarion call goes out to everyone that's not in the kingdom of our living God. Now is the hour. Today is the day. No, sir. And the time is now. It is immediate. No, sir. That you take your curious ought and you burn them and come into the kingdom of the living God, because when it falls, the plague, the wounds, and the bows, surely before it come, the Son will manifest. Not for the witnesses that will cry out, repent, 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 and turn. And even then, they shook their against the living God, not saying, Father, we are messed up, but they said, I dare you. You caused us to be in this pain. Oh, yeah, you dare rise your mouth up against the true and living God. Oh, my God, today is the hour. It is going out to the seven continents. Today is the hour. Repent, burn the curious off. Not so today, tear down the Asherah poles. Not so today, not to make it turn back from the crystal balls, turn back from the astrologies and the divination. Not so Nikki, Luma. The diviners of the Beke, Yulabo, no sunikai, lume, sunna, na sunika, the shall us, the obey us. I'm telling you, warning, warning from the true and living God. Now is the time. You have no more time. Turn now, because the fire of the living God is being manifested now to those areas in the name of Yeshua, Mashiach, my Father God. We give your name the glory, and we honor your name forever in the name of Yeshua, Mashiach.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6777. 1974. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Save the day.
LaRon Matthews Ministries presents
the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference
2022.
11 years.
The 11th year celebration.
June 24th through 26th, 2022.
Get ready.
It happens at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
Dr. LaRon Matthews Sr., Pastor.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Save the day.
June 24th through 26th.
More details on the way.
Get ready and ready and ready.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon. Soon.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Soon. Depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Got bad news, life just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go.
Stand still and believe you'll work it out. Oh, stand still and see my victory walk right in.
I need your word. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. Crying out the Lord, let me hear your voice. I need a word from
top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I'm yours truly, Prophet Lorraine Matthews, and I want to welcome each and every one of you all from joining us from around the world. Thank you for joining us on today, and surely I know you don't want to miss this day or the word that the Lord has given me for the people of God. This will be a powerful, life-changing word on today. And surely you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss this powerful word from the Lord on today. I bless the Lord for what the Lord is doing. And for those that are listening and following us from different parts of the world, thank you for joining us. Those of you following us via of the conference, the blog site, please, you can grab the information from Administrator Aretha Bryan page and my page and share it. If you're following us from the Facebook Live, please share it as well. I know that it will bless your spirit, bless your heart, and bless your soul on today. There's a lot happening via of the world, and many people really need to know exactly what's going on so you won't miss what the enemy is playing and plagiarizing against the world and against God's people. And surely these are the days that you don't want to miss what God is saying and what the Lord is doing for his people for such a time as this. There's so many things that the enemy is doing. Now we have the power over it, but surely you don't want to miss, and you want to be in alignment with what's going on, especially what the enemy plan is against God is prophetically raised up for such a time as this. So we bless in the Lord for you. Please share with others. I know they will be blessed by the word on today. I want to thank our intercessory team, prayer warriors, ministry, gift, kingdom leaders that are sharing it. And those who spoke, thank you, evangelists. Foster, thank you for sharing that prayer today, because we all are in the same vein, just in different parts of the United States and the world. So we all are on the same accord, just on different parts of the world, sharing from this place and this perspective. So certainly we thank God, we give God the praise, the glory, honor for what he's doing for us. Let's pray and move into the word of the Lord. God, thank you once again, those great intercessors and the ministry gift in the body of Christ. I'm going to share some things with the people of God today. When I say we are ahead of time, we are. When I say that we're on target, we are. Anybody that's in the land right now, you know that you're hearing from God prophetically what is going on. You're not missing him. You're on target. You're in the plan. You're in the strategic plan of the Lord. So don't feel like you are out of it. Don't feel like you're lost, because you're right in the vein where God had you at, and you're in it. So you're not going to miss it. Just prepare my information for the people of God. So once I release it, you'll know it's from the Lord on this day. Amen. Let's go into prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and we honor you today for all that you're doing. We thank you for your majestic size. We thank you for the signs and wonders in the land. We thank you for what you're releasing and you're opening unto us, God, in our mind, our thoughts, and our will. Now, God, we speak and decree and declare your word from Job 22 and 28. You said if we decree a thing, so shall that thing be established. And, God, it shall be established in the earth realm. Father, you also said in your word in Psalm 119 and 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. And then you said the word of God is a light unto our feet, it's a lamp unto our pathway. Father, we thank you for the word that will have free course today. Father, we thank you for we've been a revealer of the secrets of the mysteries of the kingdom of darkness as well as the kingdom of light. Father, we thank you for it. We give you praise, glory, and honor. This. So in Jesus' name, thank God. Amen and amen to the Lamb of God. Bless the Lord for you all again. Once again, we thank you all for joining us. Please, if you would be so kind and to share with others that they will be blessed tremendously too as well. I know that it will help them along the way. I might not necessarily go to all the scripture, but I want to, if you have been following me, you'll understand we have been sharing for approximately 6 years now from the Word of God, from the book of Daniel. Daniel is a very pivotal book and critical book even now concerning what's going on in the land as a whole or the totality of biblical studies. Theology is part of this particular book. And when you look at theology, it's the study of the divine will of God or the divine things of God. But you must understand that when you read the Old Testament, you have to understand everything within it was considered concealed as it relates to theological presentation, writers, theologians, and those who were connected to Old Testament. Christology is a little different and deal with the life of Yeshua, especially as it relates to his death, burial, resurrection, and ultimately his power. Then anything after Acts deal with what we call pneumatology or the paraclete, the Spirit of God. So after everything was concealed, Jesus did what revealed it, and we're to fulfill it. So when Jesus said in his word, greater works will you do than I, because I go to the Father, as he says in his word specifically, greater works will we do than he did, because he goes to the Father, because he leaves an advocate. He leaves his spirit. His spirit is going to reveal. His spirit is going to reveal to us, and we're going to fulfill it in the earth realm based upon what was concealed under what the letter. And everything you're experiencing in the earth realm is based upon the letter, but not only the letter of the secret hidden mysteries of the kingdom of God, but also revealing the kingdom of darkness. And we have to understand everything is going to be revealed from the kingdom of darkness through men and women of God, who the Lord will use to do what? Fulfill what was revealed and what was concealed. Jesus opened up what was concealed. He did. He revealed, and we're to fulfill it. So men and women of God in the earth realm, our assignment in the earth realm is to exactly reveal, or fulfill what was revealed. So our job is to fulfill everything that Yeshua revealed that was concealed. That's why the word of the Lord God said, the letter kill it and the spirit give life. So if we have what we call the paraclete or pneumatology, it's the spirit, then through his spirit, everything will be what? Everything will be fulfilled from who? The revealer. Who Jesus is. He revealed what was concealed. And that's why when Pharisees and Sadducees came together, which they did not get along, they came together against Jesus, because what did he do? He did what? He decided, he came on the scene to do what? Reveal everything that was concealed through letters and writing. So universally, what we have in the earth realm, we have things that have been concealed by fallen angels who will only reveal to those who what? Bow down and worship him. Three major angels in the earth realm that were very pivotal to the earth realm. Angels. You had Michael, you had Gabriel, and you had Lucifer. Michael was the warrior. He was a warrior. Then Gabriel helped control the word. And then Lucifer was worship. You had three W's that were there. And so before worship can be released, Gabriel had to examine the word. And Michael warfare on behalf of the word. So when Satan worshiped the word, he took the word in Matthew 4 and 10, and he took him into three dimensions of the spirit realm, Matthew 4 and 1. And what happened in those dimensions in the spirit realm, Lucifer, Satan, who fell, wanted Yeshua to take every level of the word of God, make it bread, take these stones and make them bread. Then he goes there, he tempts him, and then he asks him to worship him. Three dimensions, but he failed in all of those dimensions in the spirit realm. So what we have now is we have the power of all of them being manifested in the earth realm. So the word, he said, take these stones and make them bread. He fulfilled 39, Christology. He said, now, he did what? He tempted Jesus, tempt him. Now we're dealing with Christology. Pneumatology said, take the spirit of the word and then worship him. And Jesus said, he said, I will worship the Lord thy God in him only. So we have to understand how the word of God in the 66 books opens us up to conceal information that will actually be revealed through the men and women of, or fulfilled through us. We are the fulfiller of the word of God. Everything we do is fulfill the word of God in the earth realm. We must fulfill the word of God. And we have very few people that are willing to fulfill the word of God due to not being in intercourse with God or intercession. It is pivotal to be in intercession with the Lord so you can reveal the intelligence, the prophetic intelligence of the word, or the prophetic intelligence of what's going on in the world right now. If you study, deep study of the actual order from ancient Greek mysticism or the ancient Greek mysteries of the Greek goddess, you'll find out that when you read the book of Daniel, it's considered by theologians and considered by even scholars and some of the best writers that the book of Daniel is considered a book called what we call, I want to make sure everybody understand this, because sometimes I can share things that may be deep for you, but it's really not deep. Someone said the other day, they said, you too deep. I said, no, I'm not deep. What I'm doing, I'm going into the incarcerated codes and I'm opening you up. So when you read it, it becomes deep to you because you've been slaved and bound by pulpits that have malpractice over centuries and years. And most of it comes from the ancient Jesuit order, Catholic Church, between the battle of the presbytery, Martin Luther, and him finding the truth of what actually went on in the Catholic Church, is now the fall of a civilization and the rise of the manifestation of God's presence. So the word has not been deep. It's that I'm calling the deep, call it unto the deep. So what was in you that was hidden, I'm revealing it to you so you won't be incarcerated. So by the time you receive the word of God, it becomes deep to you. No, it goes into the creeps in you that has been hid from you from years, centuries, and decades, and I'm revealing the truth to you that now. So the word, you feel like it's deep. It's not actually deep. It's revealing to you what was hid in you from the foundation of the word. When the Lord said, let there be and let us make man in our image, it was powerful how he did it. And you know how he did it? When you read Daniel chapter 3, you'll find out when Daniel chapter 3 came into existence, because I've decoded chapter 1 and chapter 2 to you. But chapter 3 is when the three Hebrew boys were thrown into the fire. They were thrown into the fire, and there was a third image in the fire, an image. He said there was a third image. He saw a third person, an image. That was the revealing of when God said, let us make man in our image. So when you saw the third person, it was a symbol of his image of showing himself to us. in a fire. You have to understand where we at in the world and what's going on. I want to deal with this today so many of you will understand where we at right now. That we're in one of the most demonic. Hear me when I say that. We are in one of the most demonic decoys and distractions in the earth realm. The decoys and the and major effects are in the earth realm. Everything is a decoy right now. So what you're seeing right now is a decoy in the earth realm to move the people away from what's going on in the plan that's being perpetuated in the seven continents. And when Pastor Evangelist Foster was speaking about the seven continents, 2020, after May 25th, 2020, in Power Horn, Minnesota, that was the major sign in the earth realm. After that day, immediately they called for justice in the earth realm, and all seven continents came into alignment with a demonic plan of what? Power Horn. Now listen to this. May 25th, 2020, in Power Horn, Minnesota, there was a major shifting in the earth realm. The major shifting, it was based upon a counterfeit $20 bill that the man was arrested for what? A $20 bill that was a counterfeit that shows you everything was in effect, the counterfeit. Then after the $20 bill counterfeit effect went into, it was the city of Power Horn is birthed from what we call gunpowder in the 1800s. What did they use for war? They used gunpowder to shoot. It was Power Horn. So it let the world know that after May 25th, 2020, we were preparing for gunpowder. And what do you use gunpowder for? Bloodshed. 2020 was a year of bloodshed, and they prepared you for bloodshed, but many people didn't understand because both of those gentlemen were 32 and 33 degrees Masons. And so all of those secret things were done by that order. So what you have here in the world is you have the revealing of the secret society. Then the president of the United States in June came and took the Bible, the word of God, and stood before the Episcopal building in Washington, D.C. He moved outside of the Masonic order or circle of the White House, because the White House is made in the order of the Masonic order, which means geography. And he held up the Bible, setting a symbol to who? The Queen of England, to let her know that everything in the Bible is being fulfilled in the earth realm. So that was a manifestation of what is being fulfilled. And who was the person that was doing it? President Donald Trump. He let the world know that everything was being fulfilled. She gets the word because she controls the church at English, the Scottish Rite, those other secret things that are. She's the most powerful woman in the earth realm. She runs the Caribbean Sea, which is the largest and the deepest seas in the world, if you study anything in the sea realm or the marine realm. And so the word went out, and when she opens the Royal Chronicle in where? In Windsor or Buckingham Palace, which carries the secret thing of what? The order. And everything was there. And then when she opens that secret book, she reads what the code says. And her codes, then she sends those codes to who? The Jesuit order of the Catholic Church. And then they open the seal to see if that's the lot that was birthed from what? The ancient spirit on the 23rd floor of the Vatican. Now, you must understand, in 2020, January, between January and February, her grandson, Harry and Meghan, took their child and left Buckingham Palace and left the royal family and went west. into California. And you have to understand, people of God, the beginning of all of the secret things that will be revealed and that will be manifested in the earth realm. Now, where we at right now in the civilization, we in a decoy, people of God, a decoy in the land. You are in a decoy. So prepare yourself. You can follow all of the prophets and tell you God's getting ready to give you a car. You can tell them they're going to give you money in the bank. That all of those things don't happen. But if you ain't got food put up, you ain't got to worry about that because your money ain't going to buy you anything. If you don't prepare for what's coming, you are in trouble. If you ain't prepared for what's getting ready to hit the earth realm and what's been sent in between nations and countries, you will miss it. 2020 has set up the hot spots. These were hot spots in 2020. Now, if you study it, you can go Google it. You can go to Google Maps and understand how many people are coming from Ukraine to the United States of America. And so you have to know that the replacement plan is in effect all over the world. The replacement plan is in effect all over the world. It's a replacement plan in effect all over the world. That's why you see mainstream media is only confusing people who are empty in their mind, an empty wagon squeak what? All the time, a full wagon squeak every now and then. I want to look at the word decoy so you can understand the word decoy. And you will understand why when you read the book of Daniel, the book of Daniel is very pivotal to the now of the world, the now of the world. It's very pivotal right now, the book of Daniel. And they call the book of Daniel an apocalyptic book. So it's interesting they call the book of Daniel or consider the book of Daniel an apocalyptic book. And the apocalyptic book is actually a Greek word. Apocalypse is a Greek word. It's a Greek word. Now listen to this. It's an ancient Greek word which means apocalypse, which literally means uncovering and disclosure of knowledge or relation to religious content. Listen to this. I want y'all to write this, mark this word today, and those who are following me, mark it down so you can understand exactly to detail, the detail. And I'll share some things that the Lord gave me to the detail. Listen to this. Apocalyptic is an ancient Greek word. Apocalypse literally means uncovering, is disclosure of knowledge or relation in religion content. It is disclosure of something hidden in a vision or heavenly secret that can make sense in a earth reality. So what's being hidden is being revealed by God's prophetic people in the earth realm. Those who understand the secrets of the mystery. That's why Jeremiah 33:3 said, if you call upon my name, I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Everybody is so many from Clubhouse to Instagram to Facebook. Everybody is creating their clique of their own clique. And so they're creating their cliques, and these cliques are based upon only religion, denominationalism, and then ancient people that are selecting who they want to be the one that's going to reveal the secrets or the revealer. If it doesn't happen through them, it's not coming from anywhere else. The devil is a lie. And the reason being, there's men and women of God like you, myself, that can reveal as much as all of what they're doing so that we can come into collaboration. They don't want to come into collaboration. What they're doing is they're building their own religious institution, as they did back in the day of Nimrod in chapter number 11, Babel. They were trying to build their own name up. And when they try to build their own name, God came down and confused them. And so many people are really confused because what they're trying to do is build a name for these leaders, these men, and it's not working. And that's why most of them, they come over to this page, they listen to the notes, they listen to the Instagram and things that I've been revealing. Now, I want to say this for the people of God. In the last 2 weeks, I had a demonic spirit attack me and attack my character. The person came against my character, and it was used by another individual to do it. But it did not move me. It shook me, but it did not shake me loose. And so for the last 2 weeks, I had to take some time away from the social media realm so I can regroup myself in this season. And so continue to pray for me in this season that I'm in with all of the distractions and the things that's coming on. The enemy will send people in as a decoy to distract you. And so most of the other data that I had, because I was distracted and some people were not in position as intercessors, God is saying, now tell the intercessors to pray. Tell the people to get back in position of prayer. This is a very strategic time right now in this month, in this window, because what's going to hit the world in the next 60 days will shock you and many other people around the world. Everything is a decoy. The word decoy is means to lure and to entice. Things are being put in place to lure you and to entice you from being in the will of God, to lure you. It goes further to say lure you towards the enemy and their group. It's to lure you in, to bring you into the trap, to bring you into the plan of the enemy, to move you from where you are at, specifically in detail from what God is trying to do for us. So now, when you read the word of God from the what we call the prophetic books, you understand that Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation, Ezekiel, and Daniel are major prophets because it expounds specifically in detail the systems of the world that have been hidden by what? By what has been concealed or what has been given in translation. Most of the Bible, the entire Bible, is not what we call infallible. People call it the infallible. No, it's a translation of the word of God. So you have inspired men that are translators of the word of God to bring the word of God alive to you. But if you have people that come in and change the translation to knowledge and under to their own knowledge, then you don't actually get the data or the exact, but it comes close to the specific details or the secret things that have been hidden in the heavenly secret. That's why God raises up people to reveal to you those things that are going on in the land and going on around us so that we will not be ignorant concerning Satan devices. And many of you who are operating right now in the earth realm, your 2023, 24, 25, 26, 27 are very pivotal times. Now, I want to address this, and many people are not going to like it, but it's not my call. I have to call for who he really is. The virus was in the vaccine. Now, I want everybody to go back and study what we've been telling you since 2017. I woke up this morning, the Lord said, go back over your notes. Tell people what you've been revealing to them, what you've been saying to them, what you've been talking. The United States Congress already put it in effect before any Moderna or Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson and any of those other shots were given, that no one can come back and sue any of those pharmaceutical industry in the earth realm. Period. United States Congress passed it. It was passed by the Senate, and it went into effect. So now you're watching what's going on. Now you're experiencing in the earth realm major issues in human bodies. People get blood clots. People that are dealing with female issues. Males dealing with male issues. People that are dealing with streams of things in their mind. They're dealing with all of these things. And if you read what they're telling you, It's being revealed. You're going to see chaotic things happening in people's body, magnetism in the earth realm. People are going to have digestive problems. You're going to see many things begin to manifest. And my word is, Lord, help us, or help the men and women of God who have taken those shots, And people that, and they can't find out what's going on. They can't. All of these nanoparticles and a list of other things going on are all part of that system of control. Now, I want you to go and study this too, for the record, because everything I'm telling you, you can study statistically what's going on. Listen to this. Now, there are certain people that are going to have issue with their brain. They're going to be having, it's going to attack your brain cell. Now, many of them are going to have memory issues. They're going to be people. Now, some people that are having sleepless nights right now. Now, listen to this. Hear what I'm saying to you under the decoy right now, the decoy. You're going to see this. Now, under the decoy right now, which means to lure you in, word decoy, to lure you in and to entice you, or typically the word means to trap you, the decoy of the enemy towards the enemy plan. Let me take you to the Hebrew word for decoy. The Hebrew word for decoy simply means, watch this so you can understand. This particular word means to distract you. The enemy has to distract us. He's doing everything in his power to distract you. Some of the stuff that you're dealing with now, you never experienced it in your body, period. Some of you never thought you would deal with this, period. But now you're in the all-point bulletin. Now, listen to this. Isn't it interesting how we, black Americans, about 13% of the population, and was rising. It was rising to the occasion. Now, listen to this. Planned Parenthood in the 30s, 40s were put in there. Then they came back, and when they set the perimeters or the traps for what we call in the 40s, what they call redlining us. Redlining means they would not give certain blacks power to buy property in certain neighborhoods, and they needed to keep it separated for the purpose of the decoy. Integration came into effect when they integrated our children into the school system, and Dr. King was part of it. Malcolm said, no, let's take care of our own community. We don't need to integrate. And so they fought for integration. Now, isn't it interesting, if a person don't want you to learn, or don't want to teach you, or don't want to educate your children, and don't want you to be part of anything, what do? They will destroy your children. So they fought for integration. That was another setup. And once they integrated black America into the white America system, they turned and miseducated our children. And so we have a lot of miseducated children, because we had once the best black doctors, the best black lawyers, the best black business people, the best of the best. We had everything. The best Negro baseball team in the world. Jackie Robinson came in and went through all of that to become part of that world, when all of them were coming over to the Negro League and enjoying all of the sports and the activity and the events that we have. It all evolved around. I'm giving you history so you can understand that I'm taking you from understanding the etymological thing that comes from actually Greek mystery to the reality of what we have. So you can understand where we are at as a generation and a people culturally, where we're at now, so you won't be miseducated. See, preachers want to preach you with words from the Word of God, but they don't live it. They want to preach you something that they only know limitation to make you feel good. I'm not here to make you feel good. I'm here to break those decoys, those codes, those secret things inside you, what was told to you by grandma, grandpa, who didn't know how to read, who follow all of those ancient things that were given to our family, our culture, our background. And we all follow those things from generation to generation. Karl Marx wrote the speech in 1844 on religion, and he literally called it an opium to to the nation, unquote. So many people were miseducated, mismanipulated, deceived concerning what's going on. So in 2022, mark the calendar now, 2022 was all part exactly to the detail. 2022 was established years ago by the Gregorian calendar that was set by what? A Jesuit priest in the order of the Catholic Church. And they all knew this. All of these people knew this years ago, except us, except black pastors and black leadership, because we were so busy fighting for titles and we didn't fight to get knowledge. And the knowledge we got was knowledge that was limited to our ability or our thinking. And if we were controlled by people, they only took you to a certain level of knowledge. All of these things inside of us are wittiness. You will see by 2027, and when they go to 2029 and 30, for the next 40 years or 20 years, what was supposed to happen for the elite of black America will almost be eliminated because of all of what's going on in 2020. I won't miss it. My children won't miss it. Now, your children will miss it. You'll miss it because you're really listening to me, and some of you are not listening to me, and then some of you listening to me, and you get upset. But that's all right. When you gone, I'm going to still be here. I'm just going to tell you like that. I ain't afraid to tell anybody and call it what it is. Because when you understand what's been playing in the next 20 years, that's the other side of 2020 of what's getting ready to happen in the earth realm period. It's already planned and it's already in motion. Queen Elizabeth Norton, her farewell address, the Jesuit Secret Society know it. Everybody know it except us culturally, because we don't understand the exact of what's going on. Those who really understand it, you are dealing with battle fatigue. It's interesting. Literally, I'm going to say 99.9% of those who actually understand what I say here, your day tab is between 11 p.m. and 5 in the morning. You can't even sleep at night because everything is upside down, right side up. When you read that, you'll understand that when Elijah told, when Elijah said to the his servant Gehazi, go out seven times, and what do you see? He said, out of what? The sea, a hand of a man, out of the sea. We thought it was up, it's out of the sea, a hand of the man. So God was revealing himself to us. He's revealing himself to us. And what I'm doing is revealing to the people what's going on now. We are in a demonic decoy and distracted in the earth. Where the Greek word, the Hebrew word for decoy is distracted, distraction, or the guard, the distraction, or the enemy distracting us to keep us away from understand, or a decoy to decoy us and send us in the wrong direction. The Greek word for decoy is simply this word. It means dolos, D-O-L-O-S, dolos. It means to bait you, to craft you, and to deceive you, deceit. We're in a time of deceiving, crafting, manipulating the people. It's a strong spirit being launched to deceive you, to manipulate you, use craftiness to move you from your place of position. That's why most people don't know how to discern, because people we're connecting with, we're doing it from an emotional standpoint. Let me share this with you so you can understand that. Most of us, we're feeling sorry for people that are our enemies. We're feeling sorry for people that are going to destroy you. So we're making decisions from a place, I feel sorry, or emotion. You must get under control, because those spirits that are coming to you weeping and crying are being used as a decoy to the next 5 years. So you have to be very careful who you connect with right now. You got to be very careful to the spirit of pity that's coming through pulpits, the spirit of pity that's coming through ministry gifts, the spirit of pity that's coming to people that will mess you up. I'm telling you, a 5-minute conversation in this hour will cost you 5 years. A 10-minute conversation will cost you 10 years. So you have to be very careful of the pity people. the pity people. And I want to share this with you because this is a ceremonial year. So many doors will be open for men and women of God to meet mates and people of their destiny. But you better rest assured that that person you connect with better have the mind, will, and thought of God. Because if they don't, man of God, woman of God, you will be in trouble. You better believe me. Are you hearing me? Because I'm telling you, if you miss it, I'm telling you, your life is going to be in trouble. And you will be like I was almost 15 years ago, sleeping in the bed with a 911. I had to keep the phone by the bed. At any moment, you had to pick up that phone, the 911. So you have to understand what we're dealing with right now and what we're up against, the decoy in the land. There are many, the food industry, they're playing with the food industry, all of those big containers on the sea that they're not opening yet with all of that, those products and things, they set that in motion. All of those containers around the world that are at seaports and on major hubs of ocean front. Many of you know what I'm talking about. It's all a decoy. And so many of those things are there. We have more than enough. But what they're doing is they're distracting many of us now. The food prices is going up. The gas prices is going up. Their plan for 2029 is to make almost all 50% of America electric cars. Joe Biden signed a bill. So that's why they're looking for nickels for those cars. So this is all a decoy, people of God. Now, back to the church world synergy of eternity that's being used in humanity is pivotal for the church world or people who are in the church world to understand this. And those who are in the church world right now, there's a major assault within us. It's called friendly fire. Our biggest enemy are those among us. It's not outsiders right now. It's friendly fire in within. Because it's always been a battle, even with coronavirus here. It's those who took shots and didn't take shots. And church, it's who didn't speak in tongues and didn't speak in tongues. Who was baptized and wasn't baptized. Who wasn't part of this denomination and that. It's always been. We are in the biggest distractor because God is in the earth realm with angelic angels setting in motion men and women of God who will rise to the occasion, who will be the next Moses, who will be the next Yeshua, who will be the next Esther, who will be the next Ruth, who will be the next Timothy, the Pauls in the earth realm. So God has raised me up prophetically to be a Barnabas to connect the right people for the right connection. That's why I don't go to a lot of places and go to a lot of events. If I do, I'm very selective. I don't stay long. I don't hang with a lot of people. I'm by myself 98% of the time. The other 2% of the time, I'm with my car. So she gets the other 2% of the time. But I don't hang with a lot of people because I'm not going to be distracted. I'm very limited with people who's in my circle or who's around me in this season and time. I even told our church and security team, this is time where you have to really keep your eye open. Can't let a lot get in my ears with all of those stuff. That's why I have leadership in position. I lead the leadership to those people because I need to be back in my place because I have been distracted by a strong demonic force. And that spirit was a strong demonic force. And I tell you, when saints of God, when you're doing what you're doing, you have to make sure you have the right people around you and the right people in your connection in the season of this or this dispensation of time. Now, if you because from the governmental perspective, there is something coming. I told the people I saw an explosion. As a matter of fact, I went back to some of my notes that I had. Some of my notes that I went back to 11/23/2017, what God gave me, even when the previous president was in the White House, the previous president, Trump, was in the White House. It's all went back and broke down some things. God said, go back to your notes. Keep a deep view of your notes, of what's been going on and what's happening and what you will see in the earth realm. He mentioned to me, even then, he talked about the royal family, the Vatican, the wealth transfer in the earth realm. There's so many things that he took me back to the earth realm, the American currency change. And he told me black leadership, the face of black leadership would change just like overnight. And you know what? It has changed overnight. We, black America, really don't have a true, authentic leadership that the people know of yet. We have them, but they're not on the platform. Well, all the platforms, arena, and stages are here. Only thing we can go by is a hip-hopper, a basketball player, a soccer player, a tennis player, a few people. But literally, that will rise to the occasion, will be able to be the spokesperson for us. And I'm telling you, that spokesperson for us literally have to become a martyr for a movement, a martyr for a movement. You have to understand where we at. Now, to the church world, the religious world, that's the church world. The church world right now is in a mantle exchange. We are in a major mantle exchange. Now, God said, go back to your notes and remind the people of what you said in the beginning of this year. When you talk to the people about the new year, 2022, he said there will be a major mantle exchange in the earth realm. And people who think they will have these mantles, they will not. People who say they will have mantles, they will not. So you have to be careful in this mantle exchange now, because why? Because many people who think they have mantles of leaders and predecessors and people, they will not have their mantle. What they will have systems of clones trying to act as if they had the mantles on them. You remember the sons of Sceva in the book of Acts, I believe chapter 19. There in Acts chapter, let me make sure I have it right, because you have so many people that are watching. Yeah, the sons of Sceva in chapter 19 of Acts, verses 8, which call over evil spirits. Well, these false mantle people will be very influential in the earth realm. They don't have the mantle, but they will be very influential until they meet up with strong demonic spirit, and you will see the all of them. But those who have the actual mantle will have power over demonic principalities and rulers. That's why when Paul operated in cities and towns and nations, he had power over what those realms in the spirit. He had power over those spiritual realms and understood spiritual dimensions in the spiritual realm. So he would be able to flow and operate from that place, and things was revealed. Now, people of God, get ready. There, I said it after the slap in March 28, 2022, when they showed the two black males, Will Smith and Chris Rock. You have to understand what that was all about. It was another move that's a slap in the face. Again, we all know what that was all about. It was another distraction, and it was done from one of the largest platforms in the United States, the movie industry. They control what we call television, means teleporting. They sold you another decoy. You were sold another decoy so they can create a mastermind in the earth realm as another distraction in the land to distract you from what's going on in the land, distract you. And after that, the Lord said, tell the people to prepare for what? We are preparing for an all-points bulletin in the land. I told you all that when in April, when I watched what happened on March 28th and came into April, I told people, the Lord said, we are in a prepared war. And when he said that, when he mentioned that G.I. Joe James, you have to understand that spirit that came up out of that order and from that society, what? The military, the United States military, world military, we're in a prepared war, people of God, a prepared war in the earth realm. It's already in effect. Everything is in effect right now. And so those who are in, who have took the shot, they will, their mind will not be able to catch up. Many people's memory will be shortened. They're having difficult times. They're having challenges in their mental volition, their ability, that comprehensive thought process. All of the stuff, you ain't seen nothing yet. And then they help wiretap the world with the 5G system. And then the other part of the wiretap is what's coming down with chemtrail, the chemical that they put in the earth realm. So everything is in effect for our lives. Now, so the church people could understand, there was one church organization, one of the largest Pentecostal churches in the United States and the world, Black Pentecostal. They lost more pastors, preachers, bishops, superintendents than anybody else in the United States or worldwide, and they were all Black. Over 400 of them left the scene. I'm telling you, people of God, you have to prepare yourself for what's coming. Prepare yourself. They already play with the water systems of the world. They're playing with the food chain. They're playing with the gas systems of the world. Everything is being perpetuated against the people who are rhythmic people in the earth web. You have to know what we're up against and what we're dealing with strategically right now. I know everybody want to hoop and hop and preach word. You're getting the truth of what's going on in the land. So you'll understand this decoy, which means dolos, is a bait, a craft, a deceit that's been put in the land. It's all in effect, and it's happening before our eyes, the counterfeit thing before our eyes. So keep your eyes open. Keep your mind attuned. Become astute to things. Don't play with religious people. Call what you see what you see. Know what you know when you deal with people in the church world, because many people right now, we're in trouble. Now, I wanted to say this. Let me go back to this. We are 12% of 13% of the population. Now, it's interesting, of the 13% of the Black population, 9% of our population took the shot. Now, just imagine. 9%, 10, 11, 12, 13, that's 4% of us who have not taken the shot in the at all period. So what did that tell you about our culture, about our people? Once again, we have been used by a system in the world. We have been experimenting for centuries. This is nothing new for us. If you go in a century from Tuskegee experiment to other experiments, in the 1800s, they always experiment on us, always wanted to be like us. That's why they always wanted to be like us. They always wanted to act like us, do everything like us. Isn't it interesting? Who's replacing the image of Black women in the world? The Kardashians. So you see the image. So you see what's all being perpetuated and plagiarized in the earth, man, people of God. I'm just preparing you. Now look at the Black man. What's been perpetuated by Black men? Black men are being perpetuated from a feminine perspective. So if you a man like me that's walking in authority, we are a threat. We are a total threat. Even to some of our own people, we're a threat too, because we're taking a stand. We're not walking with a hook in our hand and a crook in our hand. We're not operating in the down low or the below the pants. We're calling it what it is. And so we are becoming a threat to those issues, societies, and people, because we're standing on the word of God. And you have to be very careful in this season of who you are and who you connect with, who you build relationship with, who you have friendship with, because you don't know who's up high or who's down low. You don't know who's in between. You don't know who's mentally, physically, or spiritually on any level. You have to be very careful. And if this is a freebie for a lot of people, and I am not an enemy. I'm totally a heterosexual. But you have to be very careful of other men that you connect with. Men, men, be careful of other men, because you don't even know who with you. You don't even know nothing about them until they connect with you. Martin Luther King had to deal with that with one of his leaders that he connected with in his leadership. He connected with a man, young man, who helped push the movement for what? For what? The March on Washington in 1963. It was a gentleman who was of the homosexual spirit. He was a homosexual spirit, and he pushed the movement. So there's a power source in the land that are very powerful people, but they would not have more power than God, period. They would not be able to move. So you have to be very careful, saints of God, right now. This window that we're in, be very careful. Now, when you look at the statistics, they already told you how many millions of people need to be gone. If you study what we call eugenics, it means the elite family of the world, you will see that they're on target to what they're doing. That's why what you see over from Ukraine to now, you're watching a million plus people in the United States, military men and women of God. I pray for you all. I pray for your safety, men and women of God. I pray for your safety. I pray for your mind. I pray for your thoughts. I pray for your mental capacity. I pray for your ability. I pray for your reason. I pray for your talent. You have to be very careful in this season of what's going on. The demonic decoy is in total effect right now in the earth realm. Everything is in effect right now. Look at this. Look at the word decoy here in the Greek. It means bait. It means craftiness, deceit, gall. And here's the next word, treachery. We're in a time where there's major treachery in the land. Treachery. People that are treacherous. You ain't never saw people doing what they're doing. Road rage, anger, all of the, we're in a treacherous time in the land. It's treachery. And those men and women of God who know their God, you will do great exploits now. Let me tell you something. I want to say this to many of you, and you can mark the word of me as a prophet of the Lord. Between May and June, there will be men and women of God. The pressure will be on many of you because you are the men and women of God in the earth realm that the Lord will use you in the alarming rate. He's using you now, but you ain't seen the pressure of what's going to be pulled from you. So you have to be very careful of dealing with small things in a big anointing. You got to be very careful of dealing with small stuff in a big time, because God is going to use you like never before, because the word of God said they that know their God will do great exploits. You will rise to the occasion in this hour, in this dispensation. You have to have an ear to hear. You must be able to hear from God like never before, saints of God. Hear me. You have to hear from the Lord now in this window. You got to be able to hear exactly to the detail of what God is saying to us right this moment, so you will know what to do in the days to come, the weeks to come, the months to come, because it's on its way. It's on its way. So be very careful in this season of who you connect with. Don't be moved by your emotion. Don't be moved by people who try to connect with you and manipulate you, deceive you. Don't be moved by that, man of God, woman of God. It is already in effect. The decoy is here. So if God tell you to do it and you know it's the Lord, do it. Because there's a lot of people saying God said it and he ain't even talked to them, period. They heard from a God, but not the God. So you have to be very careful in this window that you're in this hour, and that you're in this dispensation, and the second that you're in, is very pivotal to be open to the things of God right now, so you will not miss it. And some of you today, some things just broke off you. Some things that you didn't have knowledge of just broke off you. You're watching it and you're seeing it. You're watching a display of it. You're seeing everything that's manifesting itself this moment. May is going to be a very scary time for many people. June is going to be a very bleak time for many of you. all the way to July, where you see the month of August. It's a bleak time. We still in, we just ended the Passover. We entered into Pentecost. Everything is being done based upon the feast of the year, different events. It's all being played. And those original people who understand it knows exactly to the details of what's going on. That's why they sent over a million people from where? Over in Ukraine to the United States of America, a million plus people. Now, why is it that the Haitian, why is it that the Jamaican, why is that Mexican, why are the other cultures can't get over here and they got to do what they need to do? And in it, and interesting, if you Google this right now, the United States of America and the Democratic Party is fighting against the President Biden concerning the border control, where Obama was trying to do now. They're fighting now because they don't want anyone else to cross over into the United States. And they're doing everything in their power to stop those people, blacks, those original Jews, those original people from crossing over. Now, many of you, when you say you're original Jews and you're original black people, you really don't even know where you are. You don't know who you are. You don't know what culture or background you came from because you were mixed with the European blood. You were mixed during slave time. You were mixed. You were all messed up. But when you understand the totality of why you've been fought with every power and every ability at every level, you will know that something is happening, especially those who are inventors, witty people, those who carry sound frequency. You carry acoustic concert ability, rhythm. You carry great ability and talent inside you. And that is why I end on today. I end this on today. All of the children that were born in the 2020 year, children that were born in 2020, and during this COVID time, though your children are pivotal to the next 20 years, that's the other side of the 20, your son, granddaughter, grandchildren are very pivotal. They're coming out more brilliant than any time. The Catholic Church, the Jesuit Order, they knew this already during that century. They knew that there were going to be brilliant children that's going to be course changers in the earth realm. Your these children will be the brightest of the brightest of the brightest. That's why they contaminate them. That's why they're trying to get them to get the shot. That's why they're doing whatever they can do as soon as they birth to get them a shot. They already planned for this time. This time was already perpetuated in history years ago. Years ago, that's why things was hidden years ago. Look at these children coming out. They're brilliant. 3 months, 4 months, 5 months. They're coming out smiling. They're coming out with talented and gifted. And they all, we don't know it. We don't know it. That's why all of the Planned Parenthood, all of them were taking out children, 1.5 million black children every year, abortion, women were having abortion, killing the children, destroying the children. And they were doing all of that at an alarming rate, and other races were having children, birthing out children, except us. That's why you had issue, women, female issue within their body. They were making, trying to make all black women work hard so they can be under stress and pressure. All the black women were working hard. They put all the black men in jail so the stress can be on you, so all of the pressure can be on, so you have children, you're stressed. Many of you have to teach your son from what? A feminine place, because you can't teach him from no masculine place. Don't sit there and think you can fool me, because you can't. You don't have a power to teach your son the masculine thing. You are a feminine woman. Only one guy can teach is a man got to teach a man. So that's for free, so you can know that. A man can teach a man those things. And then if a man ain't a man, he going to pick other feminine tendencies. And those leaders who were raised up, who were allowed to go up to the next level, were men who were on the down low, or they already made covenants and they made backroom deals and they was in secret vaults doing things. So they came out with perverted spirit. But real men who understand the real issues of life will raise up. And we're under tremendous stress, we're under pressure, and we're battling at every turn, at every area. So if you are truly a nun, that's a man, believe me, you are an endangered species in the earth, man, hands down. You are one of the most endangered species at every level, culture, background, race, institutions, social systems. You are one of the most endangered species in the earth realm because of your ability and your posture to stand on the word of God. All right, let me end right here on this. I shared this with people about when the decoy is in effect, but I need to drop this in your spirit so you can understand. Number one, distraction. Number two, family distraction. And family distraction and under family distraction, and the enemy is trying to curse our idea. Number three, separation will come. Number three, separation will come. Number four, get ready for replacement. Replacement. Number five, you're the miracle sound in the land. You're the miracle sound in the land. Number six, your body changing in the climate. All of our bodies are changing in the climate. Number seven, codes cannot be broken. Code cannot be broken. Number one, condemnation cannot, contamination. Let me just go to B because I wrote something down so that the right fast. The enemy would not have access to what? You unless you give it to him. You would not access. And eternity is setting for internally set against the contamination in the land. So hold on to those things. You be strong, people of God. Keep your focal point. Keep your mind. Keep your ideas. Those of you who have cell phones, all of the Apple phones and everything, you just got to understand what's going on with your phone, the flow, the slow progress, and all of those things. It's all of those things that are happening in the land. You have to set your mind as a flip. Please share this with everybody. Please share this today with everybody. We are in an all-points bulleted distraction. Now, one more time, let me say this for the record. Many of you, because I'm trying to put a cord in the pipe, many of you, you are in one of the biggest demonic distractions in the world. The mental capacity of many people in the earth realm are warped. Many of the mind of the people are distorted. You have to be a voice of reasoning for the kingdom of God now. Be very careful of letting your emotion fall prey to a demonic spirit that will set your life back. Listen to me, saints of God. My heart is grieving for the month of May and June. Ladies and gentlemen, take me at my word. They're destroying major food companies and food business around the world. Be very careful, saints of God. In 2015-16, the United States government paid farmers not to farm anymore. Everything want to be artificial food. Even stuff that you buy called organic now, you have to be very careful of it. They gave you the movie Walking Dead for 10 years, 10 seasons, and things did not change. They told you everything that would happen in the Walking Dead movie. They showed you. You watched it. You watched the Walking Dead movie for 10 seasons. Now you're getting ready to see the Living Dead. You saw the Walking Dead. You're going to see the Living Dead. Now, some of you, if you already experienced this, know God will is with you. If you already experienced angelic presence, because you can literally see them, they're protecting you. You will have a visitation from strong angelic presence. These will be angels. So don't be afraid when they release information to you. There's a strong angelic presence in the earth realm. So people of God, brace yourself for what's to come. Brace yourself. What you're watching is many of it is in the vault. you're going to watch a lot of stuff happen based upon what we are already in. And it won't be foreign territory. You'll see it right here in America as it stands. Other countries are involved with it, but you will see for yourself personally what's happening. Communities that were once dominated by black family, and you don't see them anymore. Because when they did scatter site housing, scattered all of the housing, they gave subsidized housing to a lot of women, young women, without the man. And if you had a man who was right, he was part of that scatter site. This is the same thing within the 60s and the 40s. Nothing new about the power in the earth land. Nothing new about what you're seeing and what's going on. Brace yourself, man of God and woman of God. The pressure is on. The decoy, the demonic decoy, is at the highest level in the earth land. All right? I'm going to stop right here and give you opportunity to sow a seed into the work that we've been sharing and blessing God people. I want to give you opportunity to be a blessing right now to our ministry and to the work that we're doing. It's on the screen already for many of you. Thank you, Administrator Breyer. If you want to sow a seed, you can do that today. Those of you who say, Prophet Matthew, I'm stepping out and sowing the opportunity seed. The opportunity seed, if you sow it today, I appreciate it. Thank God for your seed in advance. Those who will step out and sow a $100 opportunity seed at this time, I appreciate it in advance. I'm asking all of you all, covenant partners, virtue members, and all those with us today to sow a $100 opportunity seed today. There's major projects that we're doing right now, and we need your support. And I'm one who will ask for your support. Because I believe you have not because you ask not. You're preparing for our Lifeline Conference 2020 prepare yourself for it. Those of you who said, I'm sowing an opportunity seed, you can do it via Cash App now. If the Lord tell you to sow more, please be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord God. The opportunity seed, you can sow that. Go to Cash App Money Sign, RF. P-I-M. Thank you in advance. Those who do it via Zelle, you can do it via Zelle at We Restore You. The letter U at yahoo.com. You can go over to our website and sow the seed at our website at werestoreyou.org. If you want to mail it to our ministry, 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois, do that. I'm sowing into the opportunity seed today. Many of you have, I'm always sharing and warning God's people of what's coming. You're sowing into this opportunity seed today. We need your support. We need your support in doing that. Would you do that today? Do that, man. Do that, woman of God. The opportunity seed today. Thank God in advance. Once again, I thank God for Evangelist Foster, thank you so much, a woman of God, for that prayer today that you prayed. It was right in target to what's going on in the land. All right, say to God, so do that today. Be a blessing. Sow into that opportunity seed today. I need you all. God bless you, California. Bless you, Sister Latoya. Bless you. Bless you, Tamika. Bless you, Dr. Harris. Bless you on their partner. Bless you, Tina Wright, Administrator Brian, bless you. God bless you, Brother James. God bless you, Sister Webb. God bless you, Pollard, Prophetess Pollard. Bless you on today, our partners in the ministry. Many of you, we thank you all today. Thank you, Pastor Carol from Baltimore. We bless you all on today. Bless you, Team Simmons that's getting ready to do their live broadcast now. They're preparing for it. Bless you, Restoration. I want to tell you something. Bless you, Evangelist Marshall. I thank God for our church and our leadership at our church. I thank God for the men and women of God there. I thank God for my leadership at our ministry at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. I don't oftentimes give you all enough credit. I appreciate each and every one of you there, Elder Hunter, Elder Sanchez. I thank you so much, men of God, and kind. Thank you, son. I appreciate it. Terrence, our worship leader. Thank you, Sister Tillman. Thank you, Prophetess Coswell. Thank you, Sister Batten. Thank you, Sister Rosie Gilbert. Thank you, Sister Montgomery. I just thank everybody for all that you do. Sister Tiana, bless you on today. Sister Sheldon, bless you on today. I thank God for our team. I thank God for the work, your labor, your commitment. All of you, for to the Tracy Parlor. I thank God for our team, Restoration Foundation. Sister Johnson, I thank God for you. All of you who have been there at the ministry and the many people that are coming to our ministry, I thank you today. Thank to God. You all mean a lot to your pastor, and I thank you for your effort, your commitment, your dedication, what you're trying to do. I thank you for everything that you're doing as it relates to protocol, and you're doing your best in the middle of a stressful time. You're doing your best in this coronavirus that's going on in the land. I thank God for our local administrator. We thank God. Chanel, we bless you as well, too. I thank God for all of you who are connected and doing your best. I appreciate you for your work coming in, dealing with people who have masks on and some don't have masks, and you're seeing the people. I appreciate you on today. Thank you in advance. All of my covenant partners, virtue members, men and women of God, thank you today. Thank you, Mary Peasley, for blowing the shofar, those who connected with those who are connected. Thank you, Mother Sydney, our team, Evangelist Wilkes, all of those powerful people that share the word, Evangelist Jackson. Thank you all today who are connected to this ZC. Thank you for who you are, daughter. Thank God for everybody who's connected with us. I have not forgotten you. I pray for you all. I appreciate you all, and I want to show my love to you and my appreciation for all you do. My administrator, Rita Bryan, we appreciate you on today. Administrator Service Day, April 27th. We bless my administrator, Rita Bryan, on today for her labor, her work, her hard work in the ministry of serving the people. Thank you all immensely. Thanks to God. All right. So that opportunity seen today, do that today. Thank you. And Brother Boyd, bless you all today. So you can sow that opportunity seen today. Do it. We're prepared to head to our ministry. This is fourth Sunday. This is dress down Sunday. So I said dress down, not bust down, because I don't matter. You come dress down. Don't come bust down now. Come dress down. This is your time. We want to see you in the building and in the place. People of God, in the spirit of God's word, in the spirit of the loving love of God's word, we need your support, faith to God. We need your support in this season. So join us, be it sow that seed on today. We appreciate you in advance. We're heading to Baltimore, Maryland. We had our friends and family there in May. Join us for that. Join us. Please mark your calendars. I want to see all of you at our Lifeline Conference 2022. That's June 24th, 25th, and 26th. It's going to be a powerful time. Great leaders from around the world will be there. We want you to be in the building. You don't want to miss this conference, Lifeline Prophetic Conference 2022. We want to see you all there in the city of Harvey. We're getting things together. I want to see you all in the place, okay? Hope to see you there. Prepare yourself. You have more than an ample time to be there. June 22nd to the 26th, Lifeline Conference. Keep us in your prayer as our mission is being accomplished, and we need your support. All right. All right. Love you all. Be blessed on today. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. I might come back later this evening to share some other pivotal things for the timing. But I'll see the saints in the sanctuary today at 11 a.m. We're going to go into a powerful worship experience. Sister Dela Cruz, Sarah Dela Cruz, bless your book today. I hope you can make it to our conference in we know you're in Michigan. You need to be there to promote your book. Try to get there, woman of God. You'll be a blessing in this season. And bring your family, bring your friends. Some of you all need to be there. We need to put a face with a voice. Let's connect this year. Let's make the connection. We lost a lot of people. Let's make the connection. So wherever you are, you need to be there, man. You need to be there, woman. Make the connection to be in our conference in Harvey, Illinois, 2022. We want to see you. All you are local people, we want to see you at this conference. Going to be a phenomenal one. I want to see you there. All right, Marion, South Carolina, we're hitting there. Sister Chanel Hawthorne, we want to see you all there. It's in June 24th, 25th, 26th. Three powerful services, workshops. We want you all there. Hotel information will be next week. You'll have the hotel information. We want to see you in our city for this awesome conference, okay? Love you all. Be blessed on today. We appreciate you. Mark your words, say, because I don't know what's coming. I'm even sensing something is coming sooner than you think right here on our surface in our time, okay? Bless you. So that opportunity seed today. We appreciate you. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. And please, you all continue to keep me in your prayers. Please, I definitely need your prayers like never before. All right. Have a phenomenal day. God bless you. It's my prayer for you on today. We'll talk to you soon. Minister Ryan, it's back in your hands there. We appreciate you on today. And you can handle it from here, from the blog side, okay? Go ahead and take it away.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Ron Matthews Ministries presents the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference
2022.
11 years.
The 11th year celebration.
June 24th through 26th, 2022.
Get ready.
It happens at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
Dr. LeRon Matthews Sr., Pastor.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Save the day.
June 24th through 26th.
More details on the way.
Get ready
and ready
and ready.
Join Prophet LeRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LeRon Matthews on Facebook and LeRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LeRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LeRon Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LeRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LeRon Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LeRon Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. LeRon Matthews, PhD, presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LeRon Matthews, PhD.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. LeRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen.
Available now.
You can purchase your book at WeRestoreU.org.
That's WeRestoreU, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com.
Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreU.org.
Order today. Get ready to enjoy
the latest from Prophet Dr. LeRon Matthews, PhD.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Order your copy today.
Let your power fall when your name is called.
still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you won again,
that you have won again. Let your power flow. That you have won again. Everybody needs a power in here.
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. The world, when your name is called, the diamond road. Every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Everybody needs a fight for battles in here. This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Fight this battle.
I can't do it for myself.
For me.
Yeah, yes. That you have won again.
You won.
You have won.
Thank you.
You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won again.
You brought me up so many times. I didn't even know how I was gonna make it, but oh,
you pulled me through.
You're a winner. Time after time. Yeah. My husband could do it. You're a champion. You're undefeated.
You won.
Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because you did it for me, yes. You brought me out. You made a way.
Yes, he did.
Ooh. God, you. I give you glory. I bless your name.
Let me give him praise.
Because you're worthy. Because you're faithful. Hallelujah!
and see you have won. You did it again, over and over, time after time. I could see my way out with you. Yeah. He's Jesus, all by himself, y'all. I'm getting shiny thinking about your goodness. How you keep on making a way for me again.
Thank you, James. Come on, family, give the Cardi Cortez a hand.